Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, we got a vibrant show for you today. We're going to kick it off with Liz Cheney. She's on the chopping block, and rightfully so. And we have a clip, don't we, of Liz Cheney attempting to save her job in Wyoming. Here's the clip. And we didn't get the whole thing, but it's about a minute. But you'll hear her plea, and we'll discuss this plea in just a bit as we put everything in perspective, as we always do, on the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's the clip.
As Election Day nears, I want to talk to citizens across our great state and all across our country. America cannot remain free if we abandon the truth. The lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen is insidious. It preys on those who love their country. It is a door Donald Trump opened to manipulate Americans to abandon their principles, to sacrifice their freedom, to justify violence, to ignore the rulings of our courts and the rule of law. This is Donald Trump's legacy, but it cannot be the future of our nation. History has shown us over and over again how these types of poisonous lies destroy free nations. Like many candidates across this country, my opponents in Wyoming have said that the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. No one who understands our nation's laws, no one with an honest, honorable, genuine commitment to our Constitution would say that. It is a cancer that threatens our great republic.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was Liz Cheney making a plea. And she calls people the election, the idea that the election was stolen, poisonous lies. She called it insidious. And the theft, the lie of the election theft, she said, was insidious. And she called this Donald Trump's legacy. If I were Donald Trump, I would take that as a matter of pride. Because see, folks, what you know, what I know, we know this based on nothing more than common sense, is this election was stolen in 2020. But what I know is that this election was stolen in 2020, not just based on common sense, but based on undercover video that we have in our little possession. And multiple people do, in case the FBI decides they want to raid me. But we've got this video to prove to you exactly what I just said. They lied. It was a conspiracy beyond belief in terms of who did this. And what's interesting to me is this is not a stretch. This isn't something you have to dig deep to find. You can look at it on a common sense level and say, there's no way Joe Biden won. And we've gone through this ad nauseum. There's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes while simultaneously Donald Trump got 75 million votes, the most of any sitting president, and lost. There's no way Joe Biden lost 20-something percent of the black vote and won. There's no way there was any poll that showed Joe Biden, a legitimate poll, showing Joe Biden having made progress with enough special interest groups to win. Trump flipped all these different groups that they claim hated him. I mean, it doesn't make sense on any level. And then you start looking at, well, 2,000 mules, where you say it really is interesting that these 2,000 people all went to multiple drop boxes and did what they did. But while that is only circumstantial, what about video evidence of them doing exactly what we've been saying? And here's what I say to all the people that are election, you know, they call us election deniers. I say to the non-election deniers, what are you going to do when you find out that Donald Trump didn't lie, that he said, indeed, this election was stolen? And it turns out that he's right. I want you to just imagine you have gone to bat. You have put your entire reputation on the line that this man is a scoundrel, that he's against the republic, and all these other things. And somebody comes along and says, nope, you're wrong. Now, I ask this question often on this show. I say, what if you're wrong? That is a question you should ask yourself in any scientific matter. Quite frankly, in many other matters, even matters of the heart. What if you're wrong? You're having an argument with your kids. You're having an argument or a discussion where you are dogmatic about the way you feel. What if you're wrong? And what it makes you do is it makes you test yourself more. It makes you say, I'm going to be more deliberate. And in some cases, you know what it does? It makes you keep your mouth shut. Because you don't want to be wrong. Information is too readily available for you to go out and be this dogmatic. Now, if you say to me, well, Kevin, you should keep your mouth shut. How do you know it? Well, I happen to have more evidence about the cheating than you do. But you can take my word for it. People cheated, and they didn't cheat a little bit. This is not one of these, well, I'm going to go sneak over to another precinct and vote, which to me is still as big of a cheat as anything else. But let's face it, there are white lies and there are big lies. And in this case, this is not a little white lie of I voted twice or I did this or I learned about this or they bust people in. This is a conspiracy beyond belief, orchestrated by multiple people in multiple states simultaneously, all who had one objective, which is to get rid of the guy who had completely exposed the system. I'm going to get more into this in a bit because I think it's so important for people to realize every time the rhinos, anti-Trumpers, never Trumpers, or whatever you may be, every time you allow these people to criticize Trump, and I am not trying to make Trump a disciple, but every time you, or the Messiah, every time you allow them to criticize Trump, it's not a slap in the face to Trump. He's just the little, what do they call it, the little voodoo doll that they poke, you know, and put the pin in the side, and you go, oh. Because it's attacking the body politic, us, we the people. So don't, you know, oh, Kevin, I don't, you know, somebody says to me, I don't like Donald Trump. I immediately fire back. So what? You're mad that he's protecting the people? What are you mad about? This thing after Trump has nothing to do with Trump, because if it did, if it were applied equally, well, let's just look at Joe Biden, the big guy who took his crackhead son around the world so he could put deals together with enemy states of America, the man who took showers with his daughter, the man who caused his first wife to commit suicide, then lied about the circumstances of her death, blamed another dude, said he was a drunk driver, and tormented this guy his whole life because people thought the man killed Joe Biden's family, etc. Joe Biden, the pathological liar that lies from everything from the bills he's passed, the people that he's helped, and his grades in school, etc. And this is who you want to put your faith in? Come on, Democrats, you can do better than that. I know you're idiots, but please, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets costs and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftist lies exposed daily by them. We don't even need undercover exposés to expose the left. That's how easy it is to expose the left. All you got to do is look at a story. I promise you, if you read the title, go down three paragraphs and you will expose the lie. There's an old saying in the black community, scratch a lie, you'll expose a thief. And that's what the left are. They are thieves. They steal your souls. They steal your votes. They steal the presidency. They will steal whatever they can steal from you. And they will do it in front of your face. They will take something from you and act like, what are you talking about? They will reach over, take food off your plate and go, what are you mad about? What'd I do? You stole from me. All I did was take some off your plate. Did you buy it? Is it yours? Who possesses it? You get what I'm saying? They do it. And they will nickel and dime you at the lowest level. Make you feel guilty. You loan them money. Loan one of your leftist friends $10 and watch what happens after they get it. They'll beg you for it. Man, you give me $10, just get some food. Then they'll beg you for it. And if it's a loan and you come back asking for that loan, watch how they give it back to you. If you get it back at all, the likelihood is you ain't getting it back. But I'll put it to you this way. Give your leftist friends, loan it to them, and that way you can get rid of them. It's a small price to pay to get rid of them. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Love hearing from you. Love talking to you. Love getting together with you. I've got a couple of fundraisers we're going to be doing here in Arizona. Some people put together so we can make Beyond the Mules, because we're going to need money to make it. I'm not saving the Republic and spending my money and going broke doing it. I mean, I've done that before. Oh, yeah. And thanks to Dale and Lori, they bailed me out and I didn't lose my house. And we made a comeback. Don't call it a comeback. Yeah, but we did. We made a comeback. But let me tell you, that was a rude awakening to be, you know, of adult age and still making, you know, teenager mistakes going, oh, don't worry about it, Kevin. People will save you and the money will come because people understand what you're doing. Y'all ain't fooling me, white people. Shoot. But we got some folks down in Florida, students putting some things together. My cigar club's coming to help me to put my comedy event down in Florida, which, by the way, if you're listening in the Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete area, on October the 20th at the Palladium Theater, we will be doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. My good friend and surgeon, Andy, my number one fan, and I can tell you, Andy is my number one fan, even though, Andy, you are behind listening to shows. He paid for the theater, or partially paid for the theater, for us to do the show. We've got friends of mine, Kevin and Trey, working on getting additional sponsors. So the show must go on. And October the 20th, I hope you guys get signed up. Go to my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy, and you can get tickets. And I hope everybody starts getting tickets because I want to see the tickets getting sold earlier. By the way, that theater holds 818 people. So get your ticket early. I hope we get 1,000 people waiting to get in. I want it to be like a Trump rally. People outside go, will they put a screen out here? Trust me, funniest show. It's a hysterical show, so you won't want to miss it. What are we talking about here? Leftist lies. That's what we talk about every day. But here's what I want to be clear about. I just report on the lies. I don't expose them. As I said, you don't need to do anything specific to find out a leftist. A leftist will lie to you, and all you got to do is go, that's a lie. And they're like, what? Because they don't get called on their lies. They take pride in their duplicitous nature. It's almost like I tell people when I was in Nigeria, Nigerians, I'm not condemning the whole of Nigeria, but there's a culture in Nigeria, and Nigerians know this, there's a culture in Nigeria of taking advantage of people and it being culturally acceptable. I mean, if you came up to me and said, yeah, man, you see that guy over there? I stole $10,000 from him right in front of his face. I would be like, man, why'd you do that? Why would you take money from them? I would be giving you a lecture, you know, at least questioning. Why would you do something like that? But in Nigeria, it's almost a sign of pride. Like, I did it. And they can see each other and go, yeah, you got me. You got me last time. I'll get you next time. You know, so it's a culture of corruption, sadly, that permeates society, but it's acceptable. And it's the same way with I remember coming back from Africa, doing business in Africa. I'm thinking to myself, this is the most corrupt. I mean, practically every country you go to is just made on graft. And because if you want to get something done, something might cost you $2 American. The next person in the food chain might cost you $10 American. The next person in the food chain might cost you $35 American. The next person, $100. Then the next person, $2,000. And then you get it done. And it's known that you have you sort of paid your graft. Think of it as there are no like what do they call it? Like you got to go get the permissions or the different things or whatever they call it when you go back to get a building permit or something. You don't have to get a permit. Everybody in the food chain says, look, I don't make enough money, so it's okay for me to get this much. And then the next person up the food chain goes, okay, now I get this much. And by the time you get it done, you maybe pay $2,500 in, you know, fees to get your permit, so to speak. But it's open and honest in that sense because you know you're going to pay this. Now, here, You got to get your permit, and you're hoping that the guy that's going to give you your permit, you know, he'll say, "Well, listen, I'm going to get this whole thing squeezed through if you know, give me a little bit extra here." And so you end up doing identically the same thing. And what I learned in all of that is America is more corrupt than Africa, than countries in Africa. That's what I learned. And you couldn't have told me that until I did business over there. I was like, because when I did business, as I said, I kind of knew it, and they were very open about it. Because they would tell me, "Kevin, you must go to the minister of this, and he will ask you for $100. You're like, okay. And everybody knew. The government agency, the officials knew. Here, nobody says it, but they're going to get something. And I don't know, which do you think is worse? I think it's worse when you're covering it up, when you act like, "Oh, no, we're not a third world nation here, sir, but I need my money." Yeah, you are your third world nation, and we proved it. I want to shift gears and explain another lie, because Liz Cheney says that the lie that the election is stolen is insidious. And that's why I'm talking about exposing these lies, and I want to get into this. I don't know how much time do we have. Anyway, I'll get into the first part of the story. So, because I want to talk about COVID lies here in a bit. But she says that the lie, the election was insidious. Well, so let's look at the lie. So the election wasn't stolen. Hunter Biden is a Renaissance man. Joe Biden is not the big guy. And they've done nothing corrupt. Hillary Clinton had no intent in any of the things that she's done. And so the FBI is good to go ahead and raid Donald Trump. Why? Because he was carrying classified information and blah, blah, blah. I mean, blatant lies. The lie that they're currently selling, and we're going to get deep into this FBI thing, this FBI raid again, because as I mentioned before, this is not going to go away. But it's not going to go the way the left wanted to go. And I'll validate that statement with the breadcrumbs when I return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants are continuing to be transported from Texas on buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has accused Texas of forcing illegal immigrants onto buses, but appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott pushes back on these baseless allegations.
Before the migrants get on the buses, they sign a form agreeing to get on the bus. And on that form, it has the pre-identified destination. They actually get to choose, do they want to go to the capital of the United States of America, or do they want to go to New York City?
A pro-life bill is progressing in South Carolina. The House Judiciary Committee approved the measure on Tuesday ahead of lawmakers returning to session on August 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he would consider testifying before the January 6th Democratic-led House Committee.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as Vice President.
The former VP making that comment in response to a question during a breakfast event in New Hampshire. Pence noted he would have to be asked to testify. A group that makes its money off abortions is planning to be more engaged in the 2022 midterm elections. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Planned Parenthood, the nation's leading health care and abortion provider, plans to spend a record $50 million ahead of November's midterm elections, pouring money into contests where access to abortions will be on the ballot. The group's previous election advertising buy was $45 million back in 2020.
All's quiet in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate not in session. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have a friend in California, super guy. His name is Rich, and he's along with just being a great human being, he's also takes care of himself. He does, you know. Rich is the prototype if you want to, you know, be a really good dad, good friend, etc. And he, you know, he's. I don't want to say he's a typical California guy because he's not. He's a conservative, staunchly conservative. But you wouldn't, to talk to him, you wouldn't think it because he raises orchids and he does these really things that you kind of like think surfer boy. And probably was a surfer boy. I met him late in life. Anyway, he's an avid runner. And he got the jab. And I don't remember, we're having a conversation about it. I don't know why he got it, but, you know, he's in California and probably just to live, to breathe, you have to get the jab. Because he's retired and all this, probably travel, more than likely, because got a lovely wife. And they travel a lot. They are living the American dream in many ways. And so he's running. Because he's, as I said, an avid runner, runs, I think, a 10K all the time. He's very fit for his age. He's probably, I don't know, he looks like he's like 60, but he's probably 85. You know how them white people live. You people can age. I mean, I know black people, we age. We don't look our age, but we feel our age. White people can look their age, but they don't feel it because they got all these massage therapists and people like that. I know what your privilege is. Anyway. So Rich, he's very fit, and he looks fit. You know, he looks like one of those guys that was fit all his life. So he's out running, and he's cruising up, you know, the hill to go up to where he lives, and blah, 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 his little trail that he runs. And he does what I call the vax fall. Now, do you know what I mean when I say the vax fall? Yeah, if you fall, like if you faint, have you seen people faint in a movie? They go like, ooh, like a wet noodle, like, oh my lord, you know. They don't faint and fall like a tree. Well, Rich is out running, and he just, bam. And he's lucky to have survived. His face was jacked up. His wrist was, he fell in such a way that he said he couldn't put his hands in front of him. You know, your typical thing is to stop your fall, so you might hurt a wrist, or you might, hurt your collarbone or whatever, or you hurt your shoulder because you fall hard and you, whatever. He fell, and his arms wouldn't move. He didn't even get, like, alligator arms to go, whoa! He just fell, bam! Now, I remember telling people, when Saget died, from this massive whatever. I don't know what they said it was, but because they said it, his head was split open like he'd been like it, they thought it was foul play. And they found him in his bathroom in his hotel. And Tim Wilkins, who's on tour with us, was opening for Bob. So here's Saget talking about, yeah, we're going to be doing next location. You know, we're going to be going here for his comedy tour. Tim was opening for him. He sends out a note. Hey, I want to thank Tim Wilkins for opening for me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, so Saget was prepared. He's 64, 65 years old, young. For white folks, that's young. For black people, well, we're 10 years past our expiration date. But for white folks, that's young. And Saget, they say when they found him, his head was just like somebody took a hammer to it. And I said, and I watched an interview with Bob, and he goes, yeah, I'm vaccinated. Yeah, okay, I know I'm about to get my booster. And I was, he was just talking about it very casually. And I told people when he died, I said, the way he died, was anything missing from the room? No, nothing was missing because there was no foul play. It's a comedian. He did a set. He came back. He was jabbed. He went to go take a shower or something, and bam, he did the vax fall. And let me tell you, I watched enough videos of these people when they die. They don't melt. They completely, bam, they fall like, you know, like they're on a pivot at the bottom of their feet. And which, by the way, doesn't help because, you know, when you fall like that, you get full fulcrum when your head hits. So that's what happened to my friend Rich. Now, he survived it. Spoiler alert. Well, good news here. He's alive. But here, this is funny. So he goes to the doctor. He's like, you know, looking at him. Because like I said, he's healthy. He runs 10Ks. He's been running all his life. This guy puts in miles. He runs more miles in a day than most people walk in a week. So he's a fit dude. And the doctors examine him, and they're like, well, we can't seem to find anything wrong here, right? Yeah, because you don't want to admit it. This is a relatively healthy dude who's been going for a run his entire life. He's in an age where his body is acclimated to it. It isn't like old guys. I mean, I've seen people fall and die from heart attacks, just boom, you know. That happens. It's rare that a fit athlete falls and dies from a heart attack, but it does happen. But I don't know many people who clock 6 to 10 miles a day, and then suddenly one day they go out and bam, they carry. And by the way, he couldn't remember a thing, which I don't blame him, because once you hit your noggin that hard, because I'm going to tell you, he knocked his head. I'm surprised he survived it. I'll put it that way. I'm surprised he survived it. But you can tell that everybody knows from the way he fell, he did the vax fall. So, you know, when people talk about the after effects of these vaccines and things like that, I'm going to continue telling you guys I was right. I've looked at all these videos, and sometimes I tell people, I don't even think you want to look at some of the stuff we look at in order to do research, because it would scare the living daylights out of you. I told you I watched that entire hour plus video of people who are suffering from the after effects of this vaccine. It is horrible. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. People just, you know, in convulsions. Practically everybody in those videos was a candidate for Kevorkian. And I would have said, I don't blame them. If I had to have the shakes, and I'm going to try to make you guys understand what I'm talking about, but if I don't do my radio show, I would be like, man, well, somebody just don't put a pillow over my head, but maybe find a chemical or something that'll make it easy, because I'm telling you, it was horrible. I would not want to live how some of these people that have had vax reactions are having to live, and the Democrats take no blame for it. So anyway, that's the saga of a guy who's fit, does it by the book, got his jabs, and the doctors don't know what we're at a loss as to what it is. Well, let's see. Leading up to his life, all through his life, he didn't have the jab, and he never fell while he was running. Never passed out, nothing. He got the jabs, in any fell. I wonder what it could be. If only there were a clue. Holy cow, people. Pfizer CEO, been vaccinated and boosted 4 times, catches the Wu flu. This is a statement from Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer.
I would like to inform the public that I have tested positive for COVID-19. I am grateful to have received 4 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and I am feeling well while experiencing very mild symptoms. I've started a course of Paxlovid tablets and Ritonavir tablets. I'm isolating in place as well and following all the public health protocols. We have come so far in the past 2 years in our efforts to battle this disease, and I'm confident that I will have a speedy recovery. Blah, 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 blah.
The guy who invented the pill, the shot rather, is got COVID, and he's been vaxxed and boosted 4 times. Secretary of Defense of this nation, vaxxed twice, boosted twice. Guess what? Anybody want to take a guess? He's got polio.
One of our producers, he's got polio.
Yeah, he's got polio with woo-foo complications. Maybe he got polio because of the Wu flu. Who knows? But yeah, no, he's got Wu flu too. So when's the government going to come clean about all of this? Well,
they already have.
So right. What we need is, I think what you're hinting at, we need vaccines that are better. That are better because of the breadth and the durability, because we know that immunity wanes over several months. And that's the reason why we have boosters.
Right.
But also we need vaccines that protect against infection. And those are the next generation of mucosally administered. By mucosally, we mean through a nasal administration or an oral administration. Yeah. And that's what we're working very hard on to get.
Well, there you have it, folks. There's Fauci the fraud admitting. He says, look, this vaccine doesn't work. It's not effective. We need better vaccines. Oh, but why don't you still take this one? And oh, by the way, it might kill you. He's not going to tell you that. He's not going to tell you it's going to kill you. He's not going to tell you while you're out running a 10K or the Boston Marathon, you might just drop like with what I call the vax fall, because they don't want you to know. Go back and listen to Fauci anytime along this continuum of Wu flu, and you'll find a man in total contradiction with himself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I've been talking about the lies of the left. I want to play a few clips that just showcase some of the people grilling the leftists on their lies. So let's begin. Let's start off with a funny one where Dana Carvey is talking about Fauci. And notice how inside of the humor he's exposing Fauci the liar.
Fauci's had enough. He's going to step down at the end of Biden's first term. What is he going to do? He wants to look for another job? What is he going to do? Be a greeter at Walmart or something? Hey, the TVs are over there. I'm 5'2 and I'm almost 90. I don't blame Fauci. Fauci, I think he did the best he could. Everyone picks on him. No one knew where this was going. So many freaking variants. The B5, B6, I don't give a f***. You can't keep up with them, man. You got to go on with your life. It's a tricky mother. I mean, Fauci, he's like, first he's like, you get your two vaccines and you dance in the street, you walk about with your life. Recently he said, okay, we missed it by a little bit, all right? You can get two vaccines, two boosters, you still get COVID. Three boosters, two more vaccines, you're getting COVID. You get another vaccine, you're still getting COVID. Buys you 7 minutes of immunity. That's all you got. So now we're coming up for the daily COVID shot. Every day you go in like a B vitamin, you get your shot. By the time you get to your car, you've lost your immunity. But that's a hell of a 39 seconds.
We played that clip a couple times because in humor, there's truth. And I've been saying this forever. That's why I love comedy. In humor, there's truth. Dana Carvey is pointing out all the nonsensical stuff. Number one, Fauci is not an expert. He should be a greeter at Walmart. He's almost 90 or whatever age that he is, far past his usefulness to the, I don't mean it in the sense of he's too old to contribute to his family and society in that way, but far past his usefulness. He should have passed the torch to somebody younger who's more innovative. How many doctors do you think have made a transition to new technology? I'll use me as an example. I'm an electrical engineer. What I know about engineering now compared to what people has happened since my leaving in engineering is ridiculously. I mean, I'm a dinosaur. Do you think that doesn't happen? Kevin, he's reading JAMA, the Journal for American Medical Association, whatever. Let me tell you, I don't care what he's doing. Somebody's coming along, looking at more innovative processes. It's been streamlined for them because that's what passing the torch does. And you know what? All these politicians, the same things happen with them. Politics has changed dramatically. By the time you're 65 years old, you should be saying to yourself, look, it's time for me to get out of the biz. Let these youngsters come in. And you should have been training them to take over for you because they're refining. They're getting better and better. Where the tools for everything are getting better. I was telling somebody the other day, I couldn't imagine being an athlete back in the day, having everything that the kids have today. I would have been a freaking King Kong. But we didn't have it. But so these kids do. That's why the records get broken. People become, jump higher, they run faster, they, you know, hit the ball harder. Because everything gets refined. Now, I'm not throwing away old folks. In fact, I've been talking about this here in Arizona, that while Charlie Kirk is, you know, focused on young people and building up these young folks, and that's a great endeavor. Good for him. But I'll tell you what, there are people in their 40s and beyond that are really still useful in this movement. And I think the soul of America. And so look at my staff. We don't have any 20-somethings. Everybody in our staff is seasoned. They've lived life. There's something to be said for that. Now, in terms of this movement, Fauci needed to be long gone. And Dana Carvey's ridiculing him, rightfully so. He should be ridiculing that clown. Anyway, we're going to move on to another clip. What do we got? Oh, we got two clips. Biden's economic advisor, a guy named Jared Bernstein, he lies about inflation. Then we're going to play another clip on inflation that will sort of validate. I don't really need to comment once you hear the second clip. Here's the first one.
Many also still have excess savings. This is one of the things that's helping to fuel consumer spending, which again is 70% of our economy. So I think if you look at the strength of the current economy, if you look at the strength of the labor market, if you look at the strength of consumer spending, you would conclude that where we are right now remains solidly within expansion.
So right after Jared Bernstein makes that comment, they decide to pass the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, he just said, we're all good. There's nothing to worry about. We're ready for economic expansion. So they passed the Inflation Reduction Act. And here is Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin when he's asked about the Inflation Reduction Act.
As soon as the act goes into effect, I hope that all of the provisions will begin to work. I know that those who have been blaming President Biden for the inflation going up are now giving President Biden all the credit for inflation going down. So we're moving things in the right direction already.
Yeah, and what parts of the bill do you think will quickly work on that specifically?
Next question.
Next question. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Please pass the show along to other people if you enjoy it. If you do not, while you're here. Okay, what do we got? So we got Fauci getting called out by Dana Carvey. We've got Joe Biden's economic advisors saying inflation is in control. Then they have to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which has nothing to do with inflation. When Democrat Jamie Raskins gets asked about what specifically is this going to do to reduce inflation, he says, next question, because he has no idea. And, well, he does have an idea. Nothing. It's not going to do anything. We're not going to be able to play all of this clip, but here's Buttigieg getting grilled on the unrealistic energy policy of the Biden administration.
Secretary Buttigieg, I've been driving an electric car for 10 years, and I've had solar panels for 15 years, and I'm really bullish on technology and the way it can help make our country energy independent or more energy independent. But I'm really alarmed at sort of the naivete of those who are promoting rapid adoption of these technologies with our existing infrastructure. President Biden signed a non-binding executive order stating that 50% of vehicles sold in the United States should be electric by 2030. Do you support that?
Yes.
And he also said that by 2035 that 100% of the federal government fleet should be electric. Do you support that?
Yes.
So which uses more electricity? We're talking about residential electricity here. A refrigerator when it's running or an electric car when it's charging in your garage?
I would expect a car.
Would you say it uses twice as much or 25 times as much?
I would think closer to 25 times as much.
Yeah. It's actually 50 at the instantaneous moment. Mm-hmm. But over the course of a year, if I take the numbers from the U.S. Department of Energy about the average household, how many vehicles they own and how far they drive, over the course of a year, an American household would use 25 times as much electricity for their electric cars they would for their refrigerator if they had 100% adoption. If the average family has two vehicles, and this would be if the average family had two electric vehicles. Do you think it would strain the grid if everybody plugged in 25 refrigerators in every household?
Well, if we didn't make any upgrades to the grid, sure. I mean, if we had yesterday's grid with tomorrow's cars, it's not going to work. It's one of the reasons why we believe that infrastructure includes electrical infrastructure and argued for that to be included, as it thankfully was in the bipartisan law.
Do you think by 2030, which is when Biden says 50% of cars sold should be electric, do you think the grid will be capable of handling electric cars?
It's going to need to be, and we're working with the Department of Energy every day. We've established a joint office of energy and transportation to map out some of the needs. Obviously, some of this gets outside of my lane, and we've been discussing with, for example, the truck stops that are looking at what their power needs would need to be at an interchange where today they're mainly filling up on gas in order to accommodate that. And then, as you mentioned, a lot of the scenario for this is also residential. But it's also worth pointing out that while a typical driver who adopts electric is using more electricity, at the end of the day, they're using less energy because of the efficiency benefits.
I got to cut it there for the sake of time. But so Buttigieg wages a decent response. He says, we got to upgrade the grid. Okay. So, yeah, we got to redo the grid. Now, what he won't tell you is no matter how you do the grid, you're still going to need, anybody want to take a guess? Coal and fossil fuels, other fossil fuels. That's what you're going to need. And I really want to know how you accommodate a grid with the level of expansion that, think about the number of cars you have in order to do this, and the number of, and the battery disposal, and the used car market, as I've discussed before. Lots they haven't thought about.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.